an investigation is underway into the cause of a collision involving two cars in County Tyrone, in which three adults were killed and a woman and four children were injured. It's believed that members of the same extended family died in the crash yesterday. It happened shortly before 3:30 yesterday afternoon on the main road between Cookstown and Dungannon. And our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, is at the scene for us this afternoon. Conor, I understand that the vehicles have been removed from the scene now, but what is known about what happened yesterday afternoon?
Good afternoon, Justin. Yes, you're correct. The vehicles were actually recovered in the hours of darkness. So when we got to the scene this morning, there was very little indication of the terrible tragedy that had unfolded on that particular stretch of the A29. As you said, there around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, a couple of miles from Cookstown on the main road to Dungannon. I mean, it's a good stretch of single carriageway. The accident happened on a long curving bend and close to a bit of a dip where the road drops down into a bit of a valley. But I mean, I have to say the road surface, both the road surface and the visibility is good. So as you said there, the police are carrying out an investigation now, trying to establish exactly the circumstances of how this terrible tragedy that claimed three lives on that particular part of the road came to happen yesterday afternoon.
And they are appealing for witnesses, Conor, but what details have emerged about the victims of this collision?
Well, we know the two vehicles were involved. I understand that there was a small silver car, perhaps a Polo, and then there was a people carrier, which appears, we think at this stage, although it hasn't been confirmed yet, to have been carrying a family group. Those two vehicles appear to have hit head on. The drivers of both vehicles died. That was a man in his 20s and a woman in her 80s. Now, the passenger in one of the vehicles, and we think it may have been the people carrier, a woman in her 50s, was also killed. And then after assessment and treatment at the scene, a woman in her 20s and four children were taken to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, where they remain. And unfortunately, we're not able to bring you an update on their condition because the hospital is not issuing updates on them at the moment. I spoke to a man who lives nearby this morning. He said he was watching television in his home yesterday afternoon around about 3:30. He heard an almighty bang, as you might expect. He looked out and he saw the vehicles. He saw that they appeared to have hit head on and were sitting more or less opposite each other on that stretch of road. Other motorists who had been driving along behind, because obviously, you know, St. Stephen's Day is a day where families traditionally visit one another, so the roads would have been moderately busy. Other motorists who witnessed it or perhaps were coming along had stopped. Some people had U-turned to come back and try and help, but that gentleman said to me, he himself didn't personally go to the scene because he could see that there were already very many people there trying to help, and he knew it was going to be a very difficult scene.
And community leaders then in the area where this happened have been expressing their shock and their sadness in relation to this tragedy, Conor.
Indeed, Justin, and I have to say it's not just those three deaths. There was another death in this same area yesterday, so we actually have a death toll of four people on the roads from St. Stephen's Day in this County Tyrone area. There's been a terrible outpouring of grief. I mean, people are obviously doubly upset, not just at the deaths and now the news that there are several members of the same extended family amongst the dead, but also because those young children were caught up in this terrible tragedy as well, and of course everyone is hoping for a good outcome for them. We've had many politicians expressing the sense of shock in the community. Geoffrey Donaldson of the DUP, the DUP leader, expressed his shock. Patsy McGlone for the SDLP likewise. And a short time ago, we spoke to Linda Dillon of Sinn Féin, who represents this area, and who spoke about, you know, that sense that just such a terrible tragedy could be visited on a small community like this.
Yeah, I think when you have a number of fatalities in one family, that's particularly horrendous, and we can't even imagine what these families are going through right now, but our thoughts and our prayers are with them all, and we just really want to say that the community will be there for you, and I know that the community will rally around these families, but the pain that they must be going through at this moment in time must be absolutely unimaginably horrendous.
That was Linda Dillon of Sinn Féin speaking to Conor McCauley.